Parshas Chukas, the parasha begins. Zois Chukas HaTayra Shetziva Hashem Leimor. This is a decree of the Torah which Hashem has commanded, saying. The Torah then tells us about the mitzvah of Parah Adumah. It would seem that it would be more appropriate to have written that this is the decree regarding purity. Parah Adumah. It's talking about Tahira, we're talking about Tumah and Tahira, how one becomes pure. And it would seem that would be more proper. What Zeis Chukas HaTeira? This is the decree of the Torah. How does the Parah Adumah represent the decree of the Torah? It seems to indicate that this mitzvah of Parah Adumah is the bedrock of the Torah that is being taught. That's what it seems to be told us here. What are we supposed to learn from this? Atzi Pesach Frank says in the pasuk, "Zois Toyas Odom Ki Yomuz Boil." This is a teaching regarding a man who would die in a tent. The Torah is speaking about the halachas of Tumas Meis in an enclosed area. The roof over the Meis causes the Tumah to permeate the entire airspace under the roof. Why does the Torah use the word tent? Adam ki yomuz ba'oyel, in a tent. Why not b'bayis, in a house? It would apply to a house as well. It said in the pasuk in Keheles, ki hayelech adam al beis elamai, so man goes to his eternal home. Explains of Tzipesach, this world is compared to a tent. It is a temporary dwelling in which we are sent to accomplish our life's mission. Through our study of Torah and performing mitzvahs, we build our eternal home. A man dies in a tent. That's what he dies in. In a tent, not in a house. The house is upstairs in the Olam Haba. In this world, a man dies in a tent. He leaves this temporary world to go to his eternal home that he built during his time on this world. Hopefully a person built a good house, one made of bricks or stone, one that's solid, not chas v'shalom, someone who didn't heed the Torah properly, who would not have built himself a nice home in Shemayim. It says in the Ben Yoyada, on the Gemara in Chulin, on the Peches, V'anoichi afar ve'efer. Avraham Avinu said, I am but dust and ashes. For Avraham's saying the word afar, Klal Yisrael received the mitzvah of Soita. For saying efer, Klal Yisrael received the mitzvah of Parah Adumah. Why was Avraham Zeicher for Klal Yisrael, on behalf of Klal Yisrael, to receive two separate mitzvahs? He said, Reichi Afar Ve'efer. So, it's one phrase. Why does he get two separate mitzvahs? Avraham used two words in demonstrating his anivus, not one. However, it was only act of one anivus. So the Ben Ish Chai explains, in truth, there are two different types of anivus that a person can attain. There is an anivus of the guf, and an anivus of the neshama. There are those who, when discussing ruchnius, convey that it's not them, but rather it's all from Hashem. Oh, I know shas by heart, I know poiskim, I know, it's Hashem, it's not me. However, when it comes to gashmius, they take credit for it. Their physical appearance and their strength are something for which they feel haughty. Then there are others who realize that all physical attributes are directly from their brain. They are the opposite. They recognize if they look good, if they have, if they're strong, if they're whatever, they're physical, if they're able to make money. All of these things are directly from the brain. However, they're learning and doing mitzvahs, they feel is all to their own credit. And they have what to be haughty about. They raise the level of ruchnius. They learned, they davened, they did mitzvahs. That's my credit. I have bechira. And I chose to do it. I'm a big shot. Avraham Avinu was demonstrating his anivus hagashmius and ruchnius. Avraham said that his guf, his body, was like offer. Man is mere dust. Anoichi offer of Afer. Offer, he's talking about his guf, is mere dust. He also stated that his neshama is like Afer, ashes, in that ashes have no usefulness. It's there, but you can't use it for anything. This is why Avraham was zeicher for Klal Yisrael to receive two mitzvahs. For saying offer, he received the mitzvah of soita, which represents gashmias. This corresponds to his anivus of gashmias. And for saying efer, he received the mitzvah of para aduma, which represents ruchnias. This corresponds to his anivus of ruchnias. How did Chazal know that because of the two words that Avraham said, Klal Yisrael was zeicher to the mitzvahs? Frek de ben Ishtai. Okay. So you're telling me we know. How did Chazal know this? Why specifically did Klal Yisrael need a schus to receive the mitzvah of Parah Aduma and Saita, as opposed to the other 248 mitzvahs, where we did not see a specific schus that Klal Yisrael, that caused Klal Yisrael to receive them? We're saying, you should know, and the schus of Avraham Avinu saying, Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer, Klal Yisrael was Eichat, the two mitzvahs, Saita and Parah Aduma. But and what about all the other mitzvahs? Where do we see? Yitzchak, and what did Yitzchak do? What did Yaakov do? How did we get all the other mitzvahs? It seems like we didn't need a schus. We got it. The Baruch Hashem gave us the Torah. We got all the mitzvahs. Why punk these two mitzvahs? Do we need a special schus? A parah aduma was never allowed to have a yoke on it. How could one possibly know? It would seem to be almost impossible. One would have to have the cow on a 24-hour watch, 7 days a week, to ensure that an arik never carries a yoke. If it carries a yoke even once, the hairs will never stand up straight. That's how you know. This is how Klal Yisrael is able to tell if a specific animal is kosher, is kosher to be a parah aduma. The Baruch Hashem created it that way, because otherwise it would come out being not shayach. How is one to know if his wife is unfaithful to him and he needs to divorce her? The Rebbein Shalai made a nest that she can drink soita water, and by doing this the husband will have a clear sign whether his wife was faithful or not. This is why Chazal searched for specific schus only for these two mitzvahs. Mitzvahs that the Rebbein Shalai had to change the teva in order for us to fulfill them. These need a special schus, as opposed to all of the other mitzvahs that were given to Klal Yisrael, which are consistent with the rules of teva that the Rebbein Shalai created. So the answer the Ben Ishchai is saying is peldig. You want to know why the Klal Yisrael needed a special schus specifically for these two mitzvahs, and Klal Yisrael was zeicher to it for Avraham Avinu saying Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer, because these are, it was a mamish nisim. Nisim gluyim. The cow, Bershon made it kedera. It's against teva. That what? They're going to have busy with the hair standing up. If you put a yoke on it once, it goes down, and that goes against the laws of nature. Nature's not like that. And the saita, she drinks the water, and we know what happens with the water. If she's did something wrong, then she dies in the water. Kederach, it's keneged teva, completely against nature. So when it's something, Baruch Hashem is going to give Klal Yisrael a mitzvah that he has to put in it something that goes against nature. There has to be a special schus. Avraham Avinu was saying Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer was what gave Klal Yisrael the schus to get these two mitzvahs. The Noyam Megodim says, Zoyis chukas ha-Torah shetziva Hashem leimar. How is one to etch the Torah into his heart so that his Torah will never be forgotten? Ha-shetziva Hashem leimar. The second part of the pasuk, one must realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gave him his chachma to understand the Torah HaKadosha. It is not a knowledge that one can come to on his own. Ha-shetziva Hashem leimar. In this way, one will never come to be haughty about his learning. You will not become arrogant. This will keep the Torah with him for eternity. If one becomes arrogant, he will forget his Torah, and he will keep his Torah if he remains in honor, if he remains humble. The Noyam, it says in the Tidorish Noyam, explaining, He says, the Pasuk is telling us how one is to give over Torah to the Rabbim. Daber el b'nei Yisrael. When one gives over Torah, it has to be for one purpose only, to spread Torah. Kehelas Rabbah says, when a Chacham is sitting and darshing Torah to Rabbah, the Rebbeinu Shlom is meichel all of the averis of Klal Yisrael. To Medrash, Kehelas Rabbah. However, there is one caveat to this rule. The one that is darshaning cannot be doing it for his own satisfaction, for this will bring him to gaiva, arrogance, which is the antithesis of Torah. The Goyin says, when one makes a bracha, he should realize something very important. You have to put a comma in the right place in the bracha to understand the bracha, zok the Goyin. We make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, and then there's a comma. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvayisav. We bent the Rebbeinu Shalom for making us kodesh with his mitzvahs. Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvayisav. Kama! Vitzivanu! You want to know why I'm going to do this mitzvah now? I'm going to do this mitzvah because the Rebbeinu Shalom commanded us to, and not for any other reason or motive. So no matter what the bracha is, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvayisav. Kama! Vitzivanu. Rebbeinu Shalom is making us kodesh with the mitzvahs. We appreciate that. But you want to know why I'm going to do this mitzvah now? Vitzivanu. Only reason. The Divrei Cheskel says in the name of the Divrei Chaim, Chazal say, Mosai Yagia Maisei L'Maisei Avoisei. When will our actions reach the actions of our forefathers? How can it be that we can ever reach the Madrega of the Avos HaKadoshim? What is this Chazal saying? Certainly we cannot reach the level of the Avos HaKadoshim. Rather, our avoid is that our actions should be l'shem Shemayim, as all of the actions of the Avos HaKadoshim were. Not, we can't be literally like the Avos HaKadoshim, we cannot become the Avos HaKadoshim, we cannot get to their level, but the same way they did things, and their actions were l'shem Shemayim, we have to work on it, that our actions should be l'shem Shemayim. It says in the Be'er HaMoshe, why did the Rebbeinu Shel Olam give Klal Yisrael the mitzvah of Parah Aduma? It is the quintessential chayk. We do not know the reason for this mitzvah. This mitzvah was given to Klal Yisrael so that they never become arrogant. One should never think that he has a complete understanding of the Torah. One must always act with anivus and continue striving to follow the will of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Even when the meaning behind the mitzvah is hidden from us, it's from the Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai says, when Shlomo HaMelech says that he tried to understand Echkama, he tried to understand the mitzvah of Parah Aduma, and it was far, and he realized that he didn't understand. Zokt the Ben Ish Chai in the Sefer Oy Yosef Chai. Shlomo HaMelech was supposedly the shame of the wisest man of all. That was his shame. He was a brilliant man. He was a tremendous Oyvid Hashem. He went and plumbed the depths of the Torah. He knew the whole time that he wouldn't be able to understand the Parah Aduma. Moshe Rabbeinu was given the explanation, but no one else. Without the Rebbeinu Shalom, there's no Torah. He can't become arrogant. The Psikta says that Shlomo HaMelech realized that, the same way I don't understand really this chayk called the Parah Aduma, I don't really understand the whole Torah. You have to keep on working on it. You can never master it and say, I completed it. Parah Aduma, Zois Chukas HaTorah. One's avodah on this temporary world is to accomplish as much as possible, learning Torah and performing mitzvahs. There are times that one may feel haughty about his ruchnius. One may be working tirelessly on his ruchnius, learning more and more Torah and doing many mitzvahs. Be it learning on our own or giving Torah over to the masses, as we explained the tremendous chus, that is a tremendous, tremendous chus of Torah the Rabbim. It is not because we are great that we can be successful. No matter how successful one is, one must realize that his atzlocha, be it begashmis or beruchnis, all comes from the Baruch Shalom. This is not just a chukah of tuma and taira. Zois chukas ha-taira. This is the bedrock of taira, of the dinganta taira, that we have to know that without the Baruch Shalom, we have nothing and we are nothing. A little bit later in the parasha, Pasuk says, Hashem said to Moshe, make for yourself a fiery snake, a serpent, and place it on a pole, and it will be that anyone who was bitten will look at it and live. Klal Yisrael spoke against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu. They complained that they were brought out of Mitzrayim to die in the Midbar, for there is no food, no water, and they were disgusted with the rotten bread. Chas Hashon, rotten bread. The man, they called it rotten bread. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent fiery snakes against Klal Yisrael. Many in Klal Yisrael were bitten by the snakes and died. Klal Yisrael went to Moshe to beg him to daven to Hashem to save them from the snakes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to put a fiery snake on a pole, and anyone who will look at it will be cured. What is the pshat here? How are we to understand what occurred here? We know that when Klal Yisrael thought that Moshe Rabbeinu was no longer alive, they thought they needed an intermediary between Hashem and themselves. That's why they made the eagle. We know that this was a colossal mistake which had harsh repercussions. How could it be that over here HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself tells Klal Yisrael to make a statue and look at it and thereby be cured? Moshe should have told Klal Yisrael, daven to Hashem, do tshuva. Rashi says, does looking at a snake, quotes the Gemara Mishnah, does looking at a snake cause life or death? Rather, when they looked upward and subjected their hearts to their father in Shemayim, they were healed. But if not, they died. The Ramban says, within the confines of nature, if one was bitten by a snake, and then he sees an animal or an image of it, it is very dangerous for him. Understand the Ramban? One must avoid this from happening, he says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle within a miracle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that the very thing which put them in danger was that they would be healed through. Klal Yisrael looked at the image of the snake, which according to the natural order should have killed them, and that is what healed them. This is to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Keneged HaTeva. The Baruch Shalom created Teva, and at times he goes Keneged HaTeva to show us that he created the Teva as well. The Be'mayim Chaim says, Hashem sent snake against the people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent snakes to punish Klal Yisrael because they followed in the ways of Nachash HaKadmoni, the very first serpent, the very first Nachash. The Nachash HaKadmoni spoke Lashon Hara about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of Chava, saying that she was to eat, not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, because Hashem did not warn her to be like him. That's how he explained why the Baruch Hu told Chava not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Klal Yisrael spoke Lashon Hara in front of Adam, because Baruch Hu told her. Klal Yisrael spoke Lashon Hara in front of Moshe about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to them. Because they spoke Lashon Hara, the Nachash came against them. It says in the Tchelas Mordechai, Moshe made a snake of copper, and he, the person who was bitten by a snake, would gaze at the copper snake and live. It says in Shemos Rabbah, gold and silver and copper, Nechoshes is Yaakov Avinu. Nechoshes referring to the Yaakov Avinu, and it says in Bereshis, Nechashi v'vachin Hashem b'gulach, I've learned by sorcery that Hashem has blessed me on account of you. Lovin is speaking to Yaakov Avinu. It says in Mamidbar, Kile Nochash by Yaakov, for there is no Nochash, divination, by Yaakov. There's no sorcery. The word Nechoshes represents one who is above Nochash, divination. We know that the power of Yaakov Avinu is the Teirah HaKadosh. The Teirah HaKadosh is above all and does not conform to the rules of nature. It is above Nochash. Moshe Rabbeinu made a copper snake for Klal Yisrael to look up to. They were to realize that they have weapons that can heal them from Lashon Hara, and that is the Koyach HaTeirah. It's referring to being above all of this. You have the Torah, stronger than everything. Rabbeinu Yoel says, Klal Yisrael asked Moshe to daven to Hashem that he removed the snake from us. Hashem b'yosem eleinu es. The letters of these words spell, of Hashem b'yosem eleinu es, spells Torah, the last letters, Torah. Klal Yisrael will be saved in the schus of a Torah. Rekeach says, even if one does not actually see the carpet snake, yet he turns his heart to his father in Shemayim, who is the living God, he will live. Says in the Torah, how more we learn from here that it's not enough for someone who does Averis to do tshuva. In addition to regretting his sins, he must make plans for the future that he will not succumb to the Aver again. The kapha snake was placed on a pole and was high in the air for all to see. It was for Klal Yisrael to see and to fear from returning to their previous ways and sins. Aderes Elio says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent snakes, more than one, to attack those who did Averis. Why did they ask Moshe to daven to Hashem to remove only the snake? Many snakes came to attack them, and the Klal Yisrael told Moshe, please daven to Hashem that he should remove the snake, the one. What about the rest of them? The snakes that attacked them were with them all along in the Midbar, yet they did not attack until now. Klal Yisrael realized that it was not the snakes that were causing them harm, rather it was their Averis. The snake that they were trying to eradicate was the Yetzirah. Get rid of the Yetzirah from us. The Nachash HaKadmoni. They asked that the HaNachash, it says, may Aleinu as HaNachash, the known Nachash, the Nachash HaKadmoni. However, the Rebbe Shalom responded that it can't be done completely. If there is no Yetzirah, then one cannot receive reward. The Yetzirah is needed for Kiyam Olam. The Rebbe Shalom told Moshe to place the Nachash high up in the air, a place where people cannot access it, yet it is still there. This way one can still receive reward for not listening to the Yetzirah while it is not too close. So it was high in the air. They could see it, it was there, it still has Shlita, so they can get Schar. It says, Na'ach Pritzvu, in truth, the man was a holy food and was very good. However, because they were Megushim, too connected to their bodies and not focused enough on the Ruchnias, in their eyes it was bad, the eyes of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only sends good into this world. However, it is only good for the person if he is prepared to accept the goods from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If one is not prepared, then that good is considered bad for the person. The Zuam or the Tumah, the Nachash HaKadmoni brought upon this world was caused not to be able to see the good in it. The Zuam, the impurity, says in Kedushin, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Lotei Latavna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzahara and he created an antidote, the Torah. It is through the Torah HaKadosh one can cleanse himself. The famous, they say, is what's Pshat? Why is it that a Rasha, the Rebbe Shalom gives him his schar down here, so when he comes up to Shemayim, he has nothing. It's not fair. The Tzaddik doesn't get it down here, so he can get it upstairs. It doesn't seem fair. Why can't the Rasha come and say, Rebbe Shalom, it's not fair. Give me my, just because I only have a little bit, why are you giving me my reward down here? Give it to me upstairs. So, the best explanation I ever grasped from this was, picture you have a little baby, a little tiny baby, not yet allowed to have, was not developed enough that we would give the baby dairy. We don't give milk right away, you give natural milk from the mother and then formula, but you wouldn't give them the regular milk that we drink, you wouldn't give them ice cream, it's not good for them, they're not able to digest it yet. The reason why the Rebbeinu Shalom gives the Rishoyim reward in this world is because in the next world they wouldn't appreciate it. You have to work on yourself. You have to prepare your neshama for when you go up to Shemayim to be able to eat the ice cream. If you don't, you're not going to get ice cream. You're not going to be able to eat it. It won't be good for you. The Rishoyim on here, this world, they get their schar down here and not upstairs. That's fair because upstairs they'd be getting ice cream when they're a little baby and it wouldn't be good for them anyways. That's why it's fair. So we have to work on ourselves to prepare ourselves, to prepare our neshama. It says in the Gur Aryeh, the kapha snake did not create life or cause death. Rather, one was only healed if he turned his heart to Shemayim. If so, what was the purpose of Moshe putting the snake on a pole for Klal Yisrael to see? Moshe should have told Klal Yisrael to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The purpose of the snake on the pole was that they had to look upwards, being that the snake was high. When one looks up to Shemayim, it causes one to have more kavanah when he davens. The snake was there for Klal Yisrael to fear and then daven with even more kavanah. It's brought down in Shulchan. And the Mishnah Berurah says that a person when you daven you're supposed to be looking down, but if you're not having proper kavanah, you should look up to Shemayim and you should get kavanah, you should his iris, and then continue to daven by looking down. Why did Moshe put the snake on the high pole? When Klal Yisrael made the eagle, they were looking for an intermediary between themselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to put the snake on the pole for the exact opposite reason. Klal Yisrael was to look at the snake and realize that it is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That there was a miracle within a miracle. The snake that bit them would appear to heal them. In fact, the snake that bit them was from Hashem. And the snake that healed them was from Hashem. We must always recognize that everything that happens to us is from Hashem. Have a good Shabbos.